Morning, everyone. Josh here, Solopreneur Grind. It is Tuesday, April the 2nd. Still can't believe it's April. I'm in a t-shirt today if you're watching live on YouTube. I'm going to try and go live a little more consistently right at 8:30 a.m. Eastern because I am going live when I do it, and then obviously the video is there to be watched by all afterwards. But I figure if I'm going to go live, I should probably go live at the same time. So if people want to tune in live, they know when to tune in. Anyways, it's a little bit about the admin work out of the way. This is actually episode 30, kind of exciting. Although I did a special at 25, so I think I'm going to do the, you know, quote unquote special episodes at 25 or increments of 25. Every 10 gets a little overdone, and we don't want to overdo the special episodes. But speaking of special episodes, I just recorded episode 25 of the SG podcast. So if you listen to the daily, I go live every morning, Monday to Friday, and I do like a 5 to 10 minute spiel, as you know, about business or life or the mental side of things, the physical side of things. The SG podcast is where I have guests. So I bring on entrepreneurs, listen to their stories, how they got started, lessons learned, tips for other people and stuff like that. And for episode 25, as you know, 25 is a favorite number of mine. I brought on a guest host to interview myself because I thought it would be kind of cool for a special episode to tell the community a little bit more about me. I did a mini one for SG Daily 25, and sorry for throwing all these different names at you, but it's really just two names. The SG Daily, right, is the daily Monday to Friday. The SG podcast is the show with guests. So for the 25th SG Daily, I did a little like 6-7 minute spiel, a little bit introing myself. For the SG podcast number 25, it's about a 40 minute interview. I brought one of my previous guests and good friend Sergey onto the show to interview me, so you get to know a little bit more about me, some thoughts and insights and stuff like that. So anyways, that's going live today. Keep an eye out on Instagram, or if you're on my email list, you'll get a link to it tomorrow on the Wednesday email. So that's pretty exciting, and I wanted to talk about just kind of sticking with it, right? And this has come up in some of my episodes, and if you follow me on Instagram, you know, the hustle and all that stuff is important too. But this is my first time getting to a 25th episode of like a real show of some sort. And I've tried them in the past, not many, I think only once. I had two other podcasts actually. One was like 5 years ago with a buddy in undergrad, and we would just pick one topic and shoot the shit about it for like 40, 50 minutes. And we would do it every week or two, and then after a month or two, we got bored or whatever. And then about a year ago, I ended up buying a website to play around with and learn about, and I made a podcast because I've always wanted one. And that went like, you know, 7 or 8 episodes, and it was fun. I always wanted a real show or a real podcast of mine. And the SG podcast is the first one that just kind of clicked, even after like the first or second episode. I was like, I love this. I could talk about this stuff forever. I love hearing about entrepreneurs' stories and their lessons and, you know, struggles that they've went through. And what really interests me about this stuff is how people really got started, like the first 6 months. And that's why I started the show, because the SG podcast, is because I found a lot of business podcasts kind of gloss over, like, you know, quickly go over the story, and they're so focused on the tactics and strategies. So it's like, okay, you have a YouTube millionaire on. It's like, oh, how'd you get started? Well, I started making these videos and blah, blah, blah. Oh, okay. Now, how do I get 25 million followers or subscribers or viewers? And that's all well and good. But what I love to hear about is, what did it take in the first 6 to 12 months to even build that initial following, the initial momentum and stuff like that? So that's why I wanted to do my own interviews, so I could tease out these aspects of the stories of people and how they got started. So if you like that stuff too, you'll definitely like the SG podcast. Listen to a few episodes. If you go into my podcast, you'll see there's episodes called the SG Daily, and there's episodes called Episode X, like episode whatever, 4. Those are SG podcasts with guests. So look for the episodes entitled Episode. and that'll be pretty clear. So, but I think the important kind of takeaway, and I'm learning that with Instagram right now too, is that it's really about consistent content creation. And I spoke about this I think last week when I talked about the importance of action and consistency and quality. And you see more and more that the people who like are still kicking it, like out there doing it huge, really successful, they're the people who didn't stop at episode 7 or episode 14 or episode 25 or episode 50, right? They didn't necessarily become world famous at episode 30, which is ironic. We're at episode 30 for the SG Daily. But in order to build a huge following, do the math, right? If you only come out with 30 episodes and then you stop, or even if you come out with 50 episodes and then you stop, they better be really, really damn good. And if they were so good to get so many followers, the person probably wouldn't have stopped. But I think the key is that the people who were making them realized they were onto something and didn't want to stop because they knew they were on the right track. And that's why they made 100, 200, 300. You look at Joe Rogan, probably the most popular podcast in the world. He's got over 1,000 episodes. And I think it's easy to look at his and say, oh yeah, it's easy for him. He can interview Elon Musk and all these famous comedians and people. But go back to like the first 50. Sure, they were probably still relatively famous people because he had established his career at that point, so he had good connections. But he could have stopped after 25. You know what I mean? He could have stopped after 30. And so I think that's especially important for the quote-unquote no-names like me and maybe you who are trying to build up your business or your following or your brand for the first time, is that you're not going to hit that hockey stick upside within the first 30 episodes. Now, what you will hopefully see is some signs of that potential, right? So I'm happy to see that the month-over-month listens per episode are going up, and the month-over-month just listens in general to the podcast are going up. That's a really good sign. That's keeping me motivated to keep going. So look for the small signs. Don't expect to be famous in 3 months, and just keep chugging along. Make sure it's something that you know in your gut. So you heard it here first, the SG Daily, the SG Podcast, they're going to go to a few hundred episodes each, and hopefully one day, you know, have a few more listeners and viewers than they have now. If it doesn't, it's not going to be the end of the world, because I like what I do. And even if it just helps a few people, that's fine with me. But anyways, just my thoughts and ramblings for the morning. Hope you enjoyed. And I will check in on you tomorrow, Wednesday. Tomorrow is Wednesday. Anyways, have a great Tuesday. Talk to you tomorrow.